It's my understanding that you're in North Carolina right now in response to Hurricane Helene. Take us through what you guys in the 107th Air National Guard have been doing in your time down in North Carolina.
Sure. So we got here about a little over a week ago. We partnered with Kansas Fire, who did a lot of searching, and they did a lot of reconnaissance in the hills here within Burnsville, North Carolina. Just going through some of the wreckage, making people looking for any kind of fatalities that could be there, making kind of welfare checks for people who have no homes but are looking for a place to live. So we've been here for about a week, and we are also working with our local medical examiner to help with any kind of deceased or fatalities that are caused by the storm, and either holding them or transporting them to where they need to go.
How many people have you been able to serve and help out down there in North Carolina after, we're 2 weeks out after the mess that happened after Hurricane Helene. I mean, how many people have you been able to serve and help?
Yeah, that's tough to quantify because sometimes interactions with the community are very brief, and sometimes they're long. It all depends on, we were tasked with the Kansas Fire, so we were using our ATVs to kind of roam some of the more isolated areas here in the hills. So I'd say we probably talked to a couple hundred people in our time just to kind of check in, and then also locally with the EOC, our Emergency Operations Center, helping them out as well. So a fair amount, I'd say, for a small unit like ours.
What have the interactions been with the residents down there in terms of the support and the help that you're bringing to the communities in order for them to not only help with trying to find and recover people that may be missing, but also to help them start that recovery timeline and getting back to a sense of normalcy?
Well, a sense of normalcy for them will take months. I mean, we're in some parts that might not have power until Christmas, which is just absolutely terribly sad. But the demeanor of the people, and I tell the New York National Guards down here, you know, we're here to help, and they are thrilled. They're happy to have us here. They always say thank you for coming. So for such a challenging situation, there's just been a lot of gratitude extended to my team, at least.
We've seen photos, we've seen videos of the devastation that the landslides and the floods and the waters brought during and after everything kind of happened. I mean, you're down there yourself. Take us through and kind of give the people that are listening, an image of what the scene is like down there.
So you can get on certain areas, and roadways for miles will be swept away by the water. So people are isolated depending on, you know, where their houses are built on, driveways are swept away. So if you're trying to get to a town to get food or supplies, you know, you're stuck unless you have some kind of ATV or a friend who has access to a road, because roads to a lot of places were completely gone based on all the water. Houses just kind of from the very bedrocks have just been swept away by the amount of water. I saw there were pictures of buses kind of right on top, not on top, but right against churches. So it just showed you how strong the currents were with all the water they had down here.
Is it anything that you've seen in your time in the Air National Guard, or anything that you've done to help other communities? Is this something unique to what you've experienced in the past?
This is the first time we've been deployed in such a rural setting, but by far, this is the most devastation I've seen up close in my time with the Air National Guard.
How long do you anticipate being out in North Carolina to help the people and trying to get them back on that course to try and find ways to not only survive, but also, as I said earlier, kind of try to get back to normal?
So again, I have a boss like everybody else. I guess we're here until the job's done and they don't need us anymore. But you know, we're fully committed to making a difference in this community. That's why everybody here dropped everything they were doing to get down here within 24 hours of being notified. People here on my team have been sleeping in trucks and doing laundry in buckets of water, because a lot of the water, there's no running water here. So it's really kind of adapting to the circumstances. But again, we're here to help. So the reward for helping people in our community, in the community of, you know, the United States, is it's worth it.
And your team is holding up pretty well at this point?
For these guys who haven't really slept that much in the beginning and are probably, you know, again, sleeping in their truck and haven't really done laundry or used running water, their demeanor is exceptional. I couldn't be prouder of these people.
And I'm not sure if there's anything that, you know, people, especially here in Western New York, can do to help other than, you know, donating goods. Is there anything that you would like to say in terms of ways that the Western New York community, people around the nation, can help these people in North Carolina and also in areas like Tennessee and Georgia and South Carolina that have been affected by the results of Hurricane Helene?
I mean, it's tough for me because I don't really have internet access. I'm sure there are local drives that are set up that can help them out. I will say that I'm just truly thankful that we don't have to deal with this in the Western New York area, because it has just been so heartbreaking for some of these communities. So it makes me more thankful to be a Western New York resident than ever.
Very good. Sean, is there anything else that you would like to add to our conversation that maybe we even touched base on this afternoon?
I just want to make sure that, you know, my team was recognized for the work they've done, but also the support they've gotten from the community. So many people have reached out to my team in the last week and a half just to say, hey, you know, what do you need from us? If you're looking for childcare, if you want to feed your pet, check on your parents. So the community of Western New York just rallies like no other to kind of look out for the people that are down here. And I just want to thank them directly.